Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, the Chalcedonian response by Charles E. Bowen explains Jesus' two natures in a way relevant to the modern reader. It clearly describes the struggle to understand his two natures and points out the inadequacies in the views of some church fathers who misinterpret the meaning of Christ's two natures. The book uses the affirmation of the Council of Chalcedon, A.D. 451, to explain Jesus' two natures and establish that Jesus is fully God and man. Taking on a historical and theological stance, it articulates with clarity and simplicity the significance of Jesus' two natures for the Christian faith. Charles is originally from Liberia, West Africa, was converted to Christianity through the ministry of an American missionary. Charles is married and been a seasoned minister of the gospel with over 30 years of faithful service in various leadership roles. He served as the senior pastor, district field director, and national field director. He's president of an international training institute and an astute theologian and thinker. He's been a pastor and church leader for over 30 years in the United States and Liberia, West Africa. He's lectured over the years at several seminaries and Bible colleges. And now, author of Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, The Chalcedonian Response, Charles Bowen is our guest on This Week in America. Charles, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here with you.
This really is something of interest to most people who read and try to understand this. You've taken an excellent approach to this in your book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all that information as we go through. Why did you decide to write this book? Why was this so important to you to do the research and to write this book?
Well, it was very important to me to write a book. Because a lot of people really do not understand why it matters for Jesus to be fully God and fully man. And the book was written actually to help people understand what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man, and to actually explain Jesus' uniqueness for salvation and for the Christian faith.
It's something I mentioned so many people struggle with. They talk about it. They try to do research on it. I understand at age 14, you struggle to explain the plurality of God. Is that where this whole interest came from, you back at age 14 when you were trying to sort it out?
Yes. Actually, when I became a Christian, coming from an African background where gods I consider divine, and coming in contact with the Christian God, or being exposed to the Christian God, who is fully God and fully man, especially Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, it was challenging. And but anyway, I thought about it, accepted the faith, but as I grew in the faith, I thought that I should do a research and kind of understand fully what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man.
The name of the book is Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, The Chalcedonian Response by Charles Bowen, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you directly to his Amazon page. You get information to order the book there as well. Tell us briefly, what is the book, Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, The Chalcedonian Response, about? What did you go into in the course of writing this book?
The book is basically about how the church was able to bring its experience of Jesus Christ and the teaching of Christ, or teaching of scriptures, in alignment. So the church experienced Jesus Christ as fully God and fully man. That was their experience. Of course, they also experienced God as three in one. But the church experience had to align with the teachings of scriptures. And so as the church studied the scriptures, the church realized that the scripture taught that Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. And so they realized that their experience of Jesus Christ as fully God and fully man was exactly the same as the teachings of scriptures. But to align the two, that is their experience and the teaching of scripture, the church actually had to find the proper explanation. And so what you see exactly in this book is how the church was able to define it, to explain their experience and the teaching of Christ, of scriptures, in a way that was understandable, acceptable to the entire church, and was able to become the final belief of orthodoxy.
When you read reviews for Charles' book, Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, they all mention the clarity, the simplicity, the way the message is presented. Why do people struggle to understand the humanity and divinity of Jesus Christ? And I'm assuming you find in your work over the 30-plus years, that's something that people ask you about, isn't it?
Yeah, people actually struggle. Well, the one hand is, like, take, for example, people who are in Africa. Like I said, they know God. In their mind, God should be divine. And when you have also the Western experiences, I've had both African and Western experiences in the faith, people want God to be divine. God want God not to be human. Nobody want their God to be like themselves. And so people struggle to understand Jesus Christ's humanity and Jesus Christ's divinity, simply because they just don't want their God to be human. They want their God to be divine. But also, the struggle also exists simply because people are able to tell the difference between nature and person. You see, Jesus Christ is not two persons. Jesus Christ is two natures. That's two natures in one person. That is very important because to understand Jesus Christ's divinity and humanity, or understand that Jesus is fully God and fully man, one need to understand here that when we talk about Jesus being fully God and fully man, we are saying that Jesus has two natures. He is not two persons, but he has two natures. And basically, you have two natures in one person. And once you can understand that and understand a relationship between these two natures, it becomes very easy for you to understand what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man.
You break it down to that one sentence that Jesus Christ is one person with two natures. And when I talk about simplicity, that really answers a lot of questions, answered a lot of questions for people who are trying, once again, to sort this out, that Jesus Christ is one person with two natures. What do you hope to achieve with this book? What was maybe you want the takeaway to be when people read Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man?
Well, number one, when people read Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, first of all, I really want to clarify, you know, what it means. Also, it's important to also know that as people read it and get this understanding, it improves their faith. It improves their trust in Jesus Christ. And also, people get to understand Jesus' uniqueness for the Christian faith and for salvation. It's very important for us to understand that without Jesus Christ being fully God and fully man, salvation will not be achieved in the sense of the Christian faith. And except Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, he will not be able to complete the work of salvation and offer us the kind of salvation we have. And so I wrote this book basically to help people understand what it really means for Jesus Christ to be fully God and fully man, and its uniqueness for the Christian faith, and its importance for salvation, and its importance for the kind of salvation we have in the Christian faith. And the fact that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man makes Christianity unique and different from any other religion or any other faith.
Our guest is Charles Bawon, and if you're Googling, that's Barwon, Barwon. We've got that on our website. We've got the link to Amazon and all the places where the book is available. The book is Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man. Why is this significant for the Christian community? And you might have just touched on that in that answer, but I'm trying to get to the significance because this really is a key book, isn't it? You're asking a question, answering a question the people have had literally for centuries. Why is this significant to the Christian community?
This book is indispensable to understanding the incarnation of Christ, the Trinity, and salvation. And what I said is indispensable to understanding the incarnation. No one can fully understand the incarnation, God becoming man, which is the incarnation. No one can fully understand the incarnation without understanding Jesus Christ as fully God and fully man. Understanding what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man. And that capture, just understanding Jesus Christ being fully God and fully man, understanding the relationship of his two natures in the one person is key to understanding the incarnation. And without understanding that, no one can truly understand the incarnation. But also, it's also indispensable to understanding the Trinity. You see, when you understand how Jesus is God, how Jesus is fully God, it helps one understand how Jesus can be the second person of the Trinity and what it means for him to be the second person of the Trinity and what it means for him to be truly God. So understanding Jesus Christ as fully God and fully man is indispensable to understand the incarnation, and it's also indispensable understanding the Trinity. But above all, salvation is indispensable to understanding salvation. Now think about it. Jesus Christ is our Savior. And why is he our Savior? Why is he able to save us from sin? And why is he able to give us a salvation that is complete? It's simply because he's fully God and fully man. So without truly understanding what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man, you know, you can never understand incarnation fully, the Trinity. Neither can you understand what it means to have the kind of salvation that the Christian faith talks about.
What did writing this book do for you, your faith, your understanding, your knowledge? As you did the research, did you find things that really strengthened you as a believer and better lead you to understand the principle of fully God, fully man?
So, number one, what it does for my faith is that it helps me to understand that Jesus is capable. Jesus is able. Jesus is able. Jesus has the ability to save me from sin. And that is what he did on the cross. He died on the cross for our sins. But what makes that very significant and very important, and what makes that important for my faith, is that because he was fully God and fully man, when he died on that cross, he was able to accomplish, he was able to completely and satisfactorily deal with my sin issue.
Yes.
He was able to satisfy God's, you know, wrath. He was able to satisfy, he was able to cleanse us completely from our sins. But not only that, because he was fully God and fully man, and because he died on the cross, he was able to complete what we call salvation today fully. And without Jesus being fully God and fully man, he will not be able to, you know, to complete, to satisfy what it means to take away sin. And it's important for us to realize that, you see, Jesus had to be fully man to save us completely. Now take, for example, if God wanted to save us, if Jesus wanted to save us, and he only had our hands and not our feet, he will only save our hands. But he's able to fully save us because he took on everything that man is. Everything that man is. And that is why he's fully man. He took on everything that man is so that he's able to save everything that man is. And so it helps my faith. It helps my faith to be rooted and stable and grounded in Jesus Christ, who is able to fully and completely cleanse me from sin, but also able to fully complete my salvation.
Charles' book is Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, the Chalcedonian Response, book available wherever books are sold. How should this book be used? Somebody buys the book, they read it. I'm thinking this is something they want to keep close by, possibly going back and refer to from time to time. How do you recommend people use this book?
This book can be used in two ways. One, it can be used as a textbook. And as a textbook, It can be used for the study of Christology. Christology is basically studying Jesus Christ, who he is, his life, and everything else. This book can be a very important part of that study, reason being that it explains the incarnation. It explains, you know, that Jesus is fully God and fully man, and it explains why that is important and why that is, that is significant. So people studying Christology or studying about Christ, this book would be very, very helpful in that regard. This book can also be helpful for Christians in general. A lot of Christians struggle with understanding Jesus' two natures. And some people think that it means that Jesus is two persons. No, it means that he has two natures, and the two natures is in one person. But the information from this book can help Christians in general understand that Jesus, the love, that Jesus to serve. It can help Christians understand fully what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man. It will help Christians understand the significance of Jesus being fully God, fully man, for their faith and for their salvation. It will also help Christians understand the uniqueness of the Christian faith, because Jesus is fully God and fully man. Jesus being fully God and fully man makes Christianity different from all other religion. Christianity is the only faith that has a savior who's fully God and fully man. And that makes Christianity unique. And that information can help build faith, inform the Christian mind, and improve the faith of individual Christians in general.
What kind of feedback are you getting? I'm getting the impression from the way you sound that this really is reinforcing, improving people's faith in Jesus Christ, because this now makes sense to them. It's something they can grab a hold of and understand. What kind of response are you getting back from church leaders and from church goers?
I just spoke up with a church leader, and he was telling me, he said, "I love this book." And the reason why he said he loved the book is the clarity.
Yes.
You see, understanding the relationship between the two natures of Christ is key to understanding what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man. And a lot of church folks struggle with this. You see, in the church, there are theological propositions that are, you know, made or that we are taught. And most often when people are taught theological propositions, you know, they really don't examine it. They really don't probe it. And they just take it in and just believe it because, you know, their pastor said it or their teacher said it or
yes.
Whoever said it that is in the faith. But this book, the feedback I'm getting is that this book is helping them understand clearly what it means for Jesus Christ to be fully God and fully man, something that a lot of them just had a vague idea about. Now with this book, is so clear, is still so understandable. And now with this book, they understand why Jesus being fully man is significant for their faith and significant for their salvation. You know, and now it becomes so clear. It's like a mist that has been cleared so that people can fully, fully understand that Jesus being fully God and fully man is so significant for their faith, for their salvation, and for their growth as Christians.
I mentioned in the introduction you're the president of an international training institute. How important is that to take these people that are out in dealing with people every day in their Christian faith to make sure they're on the right page, they understand this? Because once they explain it, and it's the book is, if one word sums up the book, it's simplicity, all the reviews that I've read. How important is this for you to be teaching the people that are out there every day dealing with the Christian faith as a leader?
So the Jawa International Training Institute is basically is to train pastors. So
yes.
Basically what we do, we train pastors, and there are several areas in which you train pastors. One is doctrine, which this book is a part of. This book is a doctrinal book, but it's simple enough for anybody to read and understand. And so this book coming into the hands of the leaders that we train brings something significant to them. It brings clarity. It brings an understanding of the faith that they teach. It brings understanding to pastors in Africa, pastors here in the States and in other places who are able to get this book into their hands. And it helps them understand that Jesus did preach. It's sad to say that a lot of people preach Christ, but they do not understand what it really means for him to be fully God and fully man. And just having this book and just reading this book transforms their understanding and their way that it transforms their preaching, it transforms their teaching, it transforms their interaction with their congregation, it transforms their interaction even with their own faith, the Christian faith. And it's so powerful because it transforms their understanding in a way that helps them not just only be grounded in their faith, but it helps them, you know, preach and teach about Jesus so clearly, you know, that it informs the congregation in a way, in a way that it didn't do before or were they able to do before.
And it opens so many doors. What you said before is so true. People hear something, they believe it in faith, and why do they believe it? Well, their pastor 2 weeks ago on Sunday mentioned this, and I believe the concept. You've taken it to the next level, which is, I get it now. It makes sense. And that really, really adds to the richness of their faith, doesn't it? When they fully understand, it's not just words, they understand what you're saying.
Exactly. Just knowing that Jesus is fully God and fully man and understanding that concept. And that's one of the places that Christians get questioned a lot. How can Jesus be God and be man? You know, and this book just brings clarity to that question, brings clarity to whoever it is that gets this book into their hands, brings clarity to the ability to explain their faith, bring clarity to the ability to tell somebody of the opposite faith what it means for Jesus to be fully God and fully man. And the clarity is so significant for the strengthening of faith.
Just a couple minutes left in the program. I'm really impressed with your background, the diversity of your training. You deal with people in the United States, West Africa that you had mentioned. How has that added to you as a minister, that viewpoint that you have, unique viewpoint, looking at it as dealing with Christians in the United States and in West Africa?
Well, it's enriching.
Yes.
In one word, I would say it's enriching. It's enriching because it's basically dealing with two different cultural contexts, so to speak,
yes,
and mindset and perspective and different experiences, and just dealing with people at both ends, in Africa and here in the United States, it has a way of exposing you to different kinds of experiences and different perspectives and different understanding of the Christian faith that has a way of strengthening you as a person, your experiences, but strengthening your faith and also enriching your life.
Well, the time has gone by so quickly. It's been a pleasure to have Charles Bawon on the program today. That's Barwon if you're Googling. No reason to. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go directly to information on the book. Order it there as well. The book is Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, the Chaldonian Response. Books available, as I say, wherever books are sold. Charles, a pleasure having you on the program. What an excellent job you've done in taking this concept. A lot of people accepted it just because, and now they fully understand it. They're better people because of it. They fully understand, more fully understand their Christian faith. An excellent job in breaking this down. A pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's a pleasure. I'm so glad that I could come in and just share.
Well, I'm glad that you've been here, been able to explain. And once again, the book, Jesus Christ, Fully God, Fully Man, the Chalcedonian Response, available wherever books are sold. The author is Charles Bawon, our guest on the program. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. You're listening to This Week in America. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.